Good evening, everyone. You are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming to you live from the UBC campus, which is located on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Yasna. I'm the programming executive here, and you are listening to Training Time, an hour during which we gather the radio curious in Studio A. Not Molly this time. Molly's a CITR regular. And show them the ways of the soundboard. And if you're listening and you'd like to be more involved at our station or the Discorder magazine, your first step would be to join us for one of the tours that happen every weekday at noon, and you can go from there. Today I'm here in the studio with, as I already mentioned, Molly, and a very dear friend of mine, Delmar, actually.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm so excited.
Lovely to be here.
No, Molly was just saying that they did their training almost exactly a year ago.
I did.
So, full circle.
It's indeed. Meant to be.
And now I have a show every other Friday, 10 to 11. That could be you if you came to training time at CITR 101.9.
They're actually doing trainings now.
Yeah. Shocking.
You know, I've been waiting a little bit.
Delmar, it's been in the works for Delmar.
It's been in the works for since like November, yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And we're here now. And what are we here to do? Play a tune?
Oh,
are we there yet?
Tune, train yet. Me.
Yeah.
I'm too eager. I'm used to hosting. I'm like, I got to step back.
Show me the board.
Well, yeah. We just went over the board, and I'm going to ask Dalmore what he wants to do here at CITR.
Other than lounge around, if you're listening, CITR is a very cozy and comfortable place to come yap and chat.
And you kind of proved that that is the truth.
Because I kind of just showed up one day and
started lounging.
And I've never...
And you never left.
It's become a habit. Some could say it's a problem.
No, I would never say that.
Never.
I don't think I would ever find myself saying that.
Never.
Thank you. But yeah, no, I was thinking maybe having a little show, playing some music.
Ooh.
You know, every man with their podcast. I love the sound of my own voice. So.
Oh, certainly.
It's meant to be.
It is meant to be here at CITR.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What is it going to be about? Do you have an idea?
I have an idea. It started when I went to the Renaissance World Tour.
Yep. It would.
Oh my god! Was that life changing?
It was
a
religious.
By the sound of it,
it was a religious experience.
Well, certainly,
I was having a very horrible time leading up to that concert.
Oh no!
As happens before a concert, to be honest.
And I was using that concert as like the means to an end, and then it happened. I was like, wait, I feel so great.
Amazing.
And I was like, how did we get here? Like, how did I get here? But also, how did music get here? So I just wanted to explore some of the musical inspiration.
How we got here. That's lovely.
Yeah.
I need to know more.
When this show maybe happens.
Yes, we don't want to spoil Dalmo's show.
Certainly not.
Yep.
But the tune?
The tune is lined up. Oh. You're supposed to ask me a question.
Yes, well, yes, I am. So, do you have a song that reminds you of someone?
Yes, I was actually listening to it this morning.
Ooh.
Because I was just putting on some tunes, and then I was like, okay, let me do some more research for this show. I've been listening to a lot of Diana Ross. This act, the first time I heard the song actually relates to the Renaissance World Tour.
Oh.
Everything's cyclical.
It all comes back to Renaissance.
Certainly.
Even how I know Harmela.
And I believe it. Harmela CITR is president for all those listening.
Mm-hmm. Harmela's the best human being to ever walk this planet.
An absolute angel. I'll say that story for another time. But I was the night before I was like taping Tinfoil to a fan, and I was just going through like Diana Ross's discography, and this song struck out to me because it's like a very intimate song.
Yeah,
It's all about love. But I don't know. I like when I was listening to it this morning, I was like. Does this remind me of like romantic love or like, I don't know, like what it reminded me the most of was like when my cat used to cuddle with me.
That's cute.
Adorable.
Like
that's
it's
so
a
sweet.
Very like just being cozy in the sheets kind of song, I feel.
Oh my goodness, that's adorable. So sweet.
And you know, you could be cozy in the sheets with anybody, but it just reminds me of my cat when he used to love me. I was going through my camera roll as well. When I come visit home, he doesn't really do that anymore, but... When I listen to this song, it reminds me of him.
Lovely. That's so lovely. Okay.
This is Love Me by Diana Ross for Spike. I hope he gets to listen at home.
Love me.
of wind sent to guide me. All the sweet sensations, let me feel them now. How lovely the way that you love me, the way that you feel when you're dreaming of me. Love me the way that you love me. Give me the pleasure that makes me love you too. Ooh, we're starting to get. That was Love Me by Diana Ross.
Cozy and cute.
Cute.
Cozy and cute.
It reminds me of my cat, Spike. He's turning... Oh my God, he's turning 15.
Old man.
He is old.
Spike.
He was born with white hair.
Love. Oh, it's a white cat?
A white cat, yeah.
Cute.
From Romania.
Damn.
I used to live in Romania for like a little bit.
Wait, actually?
Eastern European diva.
When I was like from 3 to 6, yeah, before I moved to Canada. I used to be fluent in Romanian.
Awesome.
I visited Dracula's castle.
Fun Dalmar fact.
Fun
on
Dalmar
air.
Fact.
How am I hearing this for the first time, like on air?
Live on air. Is someone calling in?
Yes. Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna take a phone call. I've never done this on air, actually.
Neither.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I am calling in. I was just wondering if, that Diana Ross song and the guy's cat and whatnot, Love Me the Way That You Love Me, if the cat's not loving him anymore, maybe the cat's not feeling loved.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, he definitely doesn't
saying,
feel loved.
See what
because,
I'm saying?
I mean, I'm from Calgary, so like I only see him like once every few months, so he only really comes to
me. Oh, well, there it is. There it is right there.
Not because
right?
he wants to be with me. He definitely doesn't love me anymore. But the song reminds me of him.
You're here.
He used to.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yep, that's all that
matters. That's legit. But, I mean, it's terrible to be apart from people, things, animals that you love.
Yeah, it's quite heartbreaking. And every time, like, I have cats at home, and every time I go back, I'm just afraid that they have, like, forgotten about me.
I don't know about their, you know, what they perceive as, like, you know, the time frame, the frame of reference that they have in their little heads, but I'm pretty sure they remember you when you come home, don't they?
I'd like to think so.
Oh,
you're the one that feeds me,
do,
right?
But it's just he looks at me with disdain now. It's not.
He's like, oh, you hanging around now, or like, when are you going away again?
But
right?
I don't know. I think it's because he doesn't see me. He thinks I don't love him anymore.
Yeah.
But
that's
I think about him every
that's
day.
The harsh reality. That's like with any one person
maybe
would do the same thing, right?
I wish you could, like, call your cat and be like, hey, I miss you.
FaceTime the cat.
I wish I could. There was one time, though, when I was FaceTiming my mom, and then he heard my voice and, like, perked his head.
Lovely.
But usually when I come around now, he's like, he will turn the other cheek repeatedly.
Oh, my.
Growl.
Meow.
Hates to be picked up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure if you were to, like, you know, spend an extended time, you know, a week would probably, like, win him over again, wouldn't you think?
Back to
his old ways.
It did. It's when I'm just oversharing a lot, it seems. It's when I had to get my wisdom teeth taken out. I was in a lot of pain, and I was back home for a little bit longer because of it was just related to things like it was during the pandemic. And
we're doing a lot.
The whole thing. Basically, I was just in a lot of pain, and then he came and cuddled with me until I got better. Mm-hmm. But that was a few years ago now.
Lovely boots.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, enjoying the show. Carry on.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Don't worry.
That's crazy. Me and Dalmore were just going over, like, how to take phone calls during the training.
I've gotten a caller during Fun Drive. I got a caller and I forgot how, but I did a fill-in one time where Lana called into my fill-in. but that was like a year ago, so I didn't know how to pick up the call. So I just learned again. That was crazy.
I know. I didn't know how to, like, hang up a phone call, and I've been doing training for, like, this entire academic year.
We're all learning today on Training Time.
I know. Thanks to our amazing caller.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I have another song for you if you want to use mine now.
Oh?
I've come up with my song.
Yes.
Other People by Beach House.
Oh. Mm.
This is actually, I asked Izzy for a recommendation because I wanted to shout her out because I couldn't think of anyone else I wanted to shout out. And she's a diva and she's sick right now.
Izzy?
Yeah.
CATR Izzy?
Yeah. My diva and my doll, my co-host. She said Other People, but this is also a good song because this reminds me of, like, so many people.
Lovely.
So shout out to Izzy and literally everyone because Other People. It's a very self-explanatory name, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very evocative.
Yeah. Here's Other
Just that.
People by Beach House.
Thank you. Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
Mark your calendar for February 29th, 2024, because the Study and Go Abroad Fair is coming to Vancouver at the Vancouver Convention Center. Don't miss this free opportunity to start planning your next step in education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
That was Other People by Beach House, dedicated to our lovely, lovely Izzy.
Izzy.
Get well soon.
Get well soon, Diva. Well soon. Miss you.
Miss you. Anyways, that's it for Training Time this week. Thank you so much to Molly for hanging out with us today.
Anytime. Literally anytime.
And big thanks to Delmar for asking me how to take a phone call right before we actually got a phone call on air.
It's like I predicted it or something.
Yeah, I know.
Indeed.
Yeah. Anyways.
I don't.
I hope everyone has a really nice rest of your day. And there's so much chaos going on in the studio.
We just had Danny join us.
Yes.
For the listeners at home. So true.
Yes. We will be back with another Training Time next week. Enjoy the rest of your day.